This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Media Day for the Super Bowl going on out in Scottsdale. Of course, here we just have our own little media soiree. Doug Duda with you on this Tuesday. Coming up on the program today, going to talk a little basketball. We're going to talk a little baseball. Going to talk a little, University of Nebraska. Athletic Director Sean Eichhorst will join us for a couple of moments on the program today. Dan Hoppen from Husker Online will also be a part of the program today, so that is coming up. Our Cunningham's comedy clip, we'll give you the first listen to that for this week. That's coming up a little bit later on the show as well. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number if you'd like to join us on today's program, or you can give us a buzz. Outside of that, you can give us a tweet at ESPN 1460 and 1550. At ESPN 1460 1550. And of course, as always, the Dead Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com. My Tuesday co-host, Loper baseball coach Damon Day, under the weather. So we've got to get him better because Loper baseball season begins on the road this weekend for UNK. I'm guessing they wish they could be playing under these conditions here today. The nicest day of January is in front of us, but the baseball teams are obviously taking advantage of all that's going on out there. One of the news stories from this morning is that of Deshaun Neal. Here's one of the guys that we had as a wavering commit. He was a solid commit, committed to Nebraska out of Omaha Central back in April. And then with the coaching change, was among those looking elsewhere. And there were a lot of schools coming hard after the 6'7", 245-pound defensive end, including Oklahoma and most recently with Coach Harbaugh, Michigan. There was interest from Oregon. He was supposed to make a visit there, UCLA, USC, Notre Dame, and many others. But he's staying at Nebraska, saying there's just no place like Nebraska, so I had to stay home. Nate Klaus with the story on Husker Online today. Couple of interesting tidbits there from talking to Deshaun Neal, from talking to his family, that let you know that every place recruits a little bit differently, and you just never know what's going to set off a recruit. It could be one little thing. Okay, first off, he didn't want to go to Oklahoma because of the scheme they ran. He told Husker Online, they run a 3-4, and they wanted me to be at like 310 pounds. He goes, I like to eat, but I don't want to be no heavy set guy. So he's not going to Oklahoma. And then Michigan, here's what his dad says, quote, they came in and they stormed us, but they made one bad statement, and it ruined them. He said, quote, here's what Michigan says, if it weren't for football, Deshaun wouldn't be able to go to Michigan. And then the father says, like we couldn't afford to send him there or we couldn't get him there academically. Once he said that, I pretty much escorted him out of the house. So, woo, you got to be fine-tuned, you got to be polished, and even if you have the right intents on some of the comments that you say, They can be viewed a variety of different ways. But for Nebraska fans, Deshaun Neal staying around, and that's good news for the Husker class, which, again, 1 week from tomorrow is National Letter of Intent signing day. National Letter of Intent signing day, 1 week from tomorrow. And we'll be talking about some of the youngsters from our area, and we'll be talking about UNK. We'll be talking about Hastings College, and, of course, the Huskers and Coach Mike Riley with their first signing class. So that's all coming up. Let me start with the Let me follow up and switch gears. I think most people listen, watch Nebraska basketball. It doesn't matter if it's men's or women's, especially on a Monday night. What was on last night? Even if you don't watch the Husker women all the time, you probably watched last night. If they're going to review for a minute and a half, 2 minutes, whether it went out of bounds in the last minute of the game. And again, we're down to the last 2 minutes they can review things like, was it out of bounds? Who was it out of bounds off of? Well, if you're going to review all that and you're going to take forever to do it, then we need to start looking at the blown call at the end of the Nebraska women's game last night. Nebraska made multiple mistakes. That's the problem. Coach Conaiore knows that they didn't play well. And even though they shouldn't have got beat, and it was a horrendous call by the official on Rachel Terrio's block with a second and a half to go, which replay shows time and time again, there was zero contact. I mean, this isn't one of those block shots where they're coming down the lane and you just jump vertical with them. She's off to the side. She swats it into the crowd. This ball game is over. Well, it's not over. Iowa would have had 1 second to throw it in, and maybe they hit a shot and win the game right there. You never know. It goes back to some of that football stuff. Neither one of those games that Dallas was involved in came down. That wasn't the last play of the game. Both teams, Dallas would have had a chance to score against Detroit, and Green Bay would have had a chance against Dallas. So what do you do? What do you make out of all this? It's tough when we have so much riding now. You know, back in the day, we're playing the game. We're playing the game to play the game. Let's face it. But now there's so much more emphasis on everything, and with every game being televised, and with every game meaning a little bit more, meaning your seeding in the tournament, where you're going in the tournament, money for your program, things like that can't be overlooked much longer. Now that they've brought replay into sports, and it's everywhere, just want to know what your feelings were, not specifically about that call, because they blew it, but about bringing replay in. And again, It's a 30-second deal. They ought to, for all replays, they ought to show it except for NFL. I'll give you the NFL, because sometimes it is what it is, and it's the world's, or it's the United States. It's our favorite sport. It's our biggest revenue sport. But in this basketball stuff, you walk over, you get 30 seconds to watch the monitor. If you can't tell, it goes dark, and you go with your call. Again, this is where it comes down to indisputable evidence. You should be able to walk up to a replay monitor, look at it, and go, oh, yeah, we missed it. Or I can't tell. It's okay to say, I can't tell. It's going to make some people upset no matter what you do. But we're just so far along, and this replay discussion goes on and on and on and on and on and on. But with all these games televised and so readily available, and I'm not talking about 15:36 to go in the first quarter. I'm talking about down the stretch of a one-possession game. That's what we saw last night. This isn't going to happen every night at every game or every week or every venue. But it would be nice to get the call right. Get the call right. It avoids the homerism, which does exist out there. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Let's get into our Midtown Mart cooler question for this Tuesday. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday, we asked you if you liked the new process of the Pro Bowl, where the players are drafted. And we have one pretty much right down the middle. It's no longer the AFC, NFC. Obviously, they just name it after the guys that have drafted. This year, it was Team Michael Irvin and Team Chris Carter. Don't like it, 54%. 46% do like it. So I think just by that vote there alone, there is some interest. People are paying attention more than they did 3 years ago, so I think that's what the NFL was looking for. Our poll question today, FBS college football teams recently changed from playing an 11-game schedule to a 12-game schedule. Do you think playing a 12-game regular season schedule is a good thing, adding one more game onto that schedule? Vote now on our Midtown Mart Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPN.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can vote on the poll question. You can listen to the Doug and Daddy Show live or on the podcast, which is up just about 15 to 30 minutes after every show. You can listen to the show in its entirety. I know there's some people that can't listen to us live, but no excuse. Podcast is there if you want to check out any of our great interviews. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com, Midtown Mart. Cooler Question is up every single day. We've got some great guests planned for later in the week as well. We are going to be talking later this week with the Seattle Seahawks offensive line coach. Pat Rhule has agreed to give us some time during the busy week out there. Funny thing is, it's not quite as busy now as it would have been last week. And then today, going through the media day, and they've got some fine-tuning to do and some of the obligations and letting the family in and all that, and then they'll hunker down on Thursday night and get ready for Super Bowl 49, which is coming up. We'll talk with him, Jay Rood of the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, who takes care of all the MGM properties, including our friend Mike Prenio at the Mandalay Bay. He'll give us one last look at the Super Bowl odds, prop bets, some things that he likes, maybe doesn't like. Maybe you've got a question. That'll be coming up on Friday's show. If you do, we'd love to hear from you. We're also expected to be joined Thursday by Tom Luginbill, ESPN National College Football Recruiting Analyst. We'll talk about the Huskers. We'll talk about all the other Big Ten teams and how Nebraska sets up with them. How big will Ohio State's class change after winning the national championship? Because most of that was already set in stone. So those are some of the guests a little bit later on this week. For us, Athletic Director Sean Eichhorst of Nebraska will be coming up in our next segment. And then in the second half of the show today, Dan Hoppen of Husker Online to talk a little Big Red baseball. By the way, Nebraska men will be at Michigan tonight. That game will be on ESPN television and on ESPN 1550 only on our AM dial tonight. Gets underway at 6 o'clock. So check out Husker basketball tonight. Plenty of high school hoops coming your way as well. On 1230 KHAS, Hastings High at Adams Central for that Hastings rivalry tonight. St. Paul Centura on Classic Hits 98.9. And then a ton of other games. In the regular season tonight, Kearney Catholic will be hosting Gibbon, Ords at Wood River. You've got Shelton at Overton. Some other area matchups. Ravenna is at Elm Creek. Eustis Farnham is at Axtell. Elwood's at Amherst. That should be a whale of a boys game if they both get up and down the floor like they're capable of doing. Little girls action tonight. Heartland Lutheran's at Pleasanton. Wilcox Hill is at Silver Lake. Donovan Trumbull will be up at Arcadia Loop City. And then there are a ton of conference tournaments, including the Centennial Conference tonight. On the girls' side, top seed St. Cecilia will play Central Catholic. That is at 6. That'll be followed by the St. Cecilia-Lincoln Lutheran boys game at 7:45. Grand Island Central Catholic will be at Columbus SCOTUS at 7 o'clock. In the Central Conference tonight, on the girls' side, Northwest is at Central City. Crete is at Holdridge. Aurora is at Fairbury. For the boys, Holdridge will travel to number one seed Seward. Northwest is at York. Central City is at Aurora. In the RPAC tournament today, it's the boys' quarterfinals in the East Division at Southern Valley. The host Eagles are the number one seed. They'll play Bertrand, followed by Cambridge and Med Valley. And the Crossroads Conference tournament, some other quarterfinal action going on today. For the girls in York, Hampton will play High Plains. Meridian will play Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. For the boys, it'll be Giltner against Osceola, and Exeter Milligan will play Dorchester. So a lot of basketball talk and a lot of basketball to go out and watch tonight, including Nebraska-Michigan. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we'll catch up with Sean Eichhorst, who was in Kearney last night as the keynote speaker for the 96th Annual Chamber of Commerce Banquet. Had a chance to catch up with him for a handful of minutes. We'll hear that next.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, it'll be mostly sunny, high of 69. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 35. For Wednesday, it'll be sunny and breezy with a high near 64 degrees. Currently, it's 45.
Whoa, amber is the color of your energy. Whoa,
Nugget Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday edition in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram with their new 2014 model clearance event happening now through January 31st, where you get 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus a $500 rebate for financing with Midway on top of their huge rebates, and your hassle-free discount on all 2014 models in stock. Right now, Midway clearing out the 2014 Ram trucks. Take up to $7,600 off a brand-new 2014 Ram, plus the 2.9 APR in 72 months, plus the additional $500 rebate for financing with Midway. You can visit thinkmidway.com or stop into Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram to see their full Ram lineup today. While you're on thinkmidway.com, don't forget to like them on Facebook. Follow them on Twitter for updates. And, of course, they like to take care of the community. They've got specials at not only their store, but sometimes a little update on what's going on in the community, maybe a ticket giveaway to an event that they are helping sponsor, because they're all over the place and they do it with you, keeping a smile on your face through 2015. The Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, last night it was the 96th annual Kearney Chamber of Commerce banquet, and at that banquet, Sean Eichhorst of the Nebraska Athletic Department, our athletic director, was the keynote speaker, and we had a few minutes to catch up with him. Nothing groundbreaking, nothing earth-shattering. I'm not asking him about Bo. I'm not asking him about controversy here, so if you're waiting for that, that was not what this point was all about, but we'll go over being at the basketball game on Saturday, Avery Strong, and a couple of questions about the relationship Mike Riley has already started to institute with the fans. He likes what's going on there. So here's the conversation I had last night with Nebraska's athletic director.
Pleased to be joined by the athletic director at the University of Nebraska, Sean Eichhorst, who is the featured and keynote speaker at the Kearney Chamber Banquet on Monday night. And Sean, thanks for giving us a couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Know the time is valuable, and welcome to Kearney.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Doug, and appreciate all you do, and it's a pleasure for me to be here in Kearney. I love the area. It's one of the first areas I visited when I got on the job here, so it's good to be here.
What will be your message tonight? Obviously, this is a different forum where you don't have to answer media members' questions about every sport, but what will you be telling the folks in attendance?
Well, my general message tonight is to thank all the folks here attending tonight for all the great service that they do here in the greater Kearney community, and more importantly, just talk to them a little bit about what's going on in Lincoln with the university and how the athletic department fits into the overall mission of the university, and then how are we doing, and we'll just kind of take it from there.
obviously UNK, part of the Nebraska system, and you know the athletic director here and Paul Plinsky. How much has he maybe more leaned on you than you would on him since you were his predecessor a little bit?
Well, we've known each other for quite a while, and very proud of him, proud of what he did at Whitewater, and certainly proud of what he's doing here. We stay in contact. Also just talked to Chancellor Christensen, who's a really good friend and has just done a tremendous job here at Kearney. So I really just try to stay back and serve in a supporting role whenever possible. And they seem to have things going in the right direction here.
Well, both programs will introduce a new football coach to the fans this year. You've had an opportunity to do that a couple of times. Saturday at the basketball game was a multiple stories. You had Avery Strong. You guys sat in the student section a little bit. Talk about Coach Riley's reception and how he has really kind of fit into to step into roles like that and really jump into the middle of the fans and the people and the students.
Well, Doug, Saturday was a special day on a lot of levels. It was fun to celebrate and bring awareness to what's going on with Avery and the bone marrow registry and all that other sort of stuff. And I invited the coaches and our chancellor and other administrators to sit with me in the student section, and that went really well. Relative to Mike, he's fit in. He's a natural. He's a people person. And I think that folks are drawn to that and are drawn to him. They have handled the transition, I think, extremely well, both he and his staff of coaches and support folks, and then some of those holdovers with the other staff. So I'm real pleased, and I'm really excited for folks to get a chance to see Mike and get to know more about him. And I know he will be visiting out here real soon.
Sean Eichor is with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How do you feel, just kind of following up on that, how do you feel things have went since the hire?
Things have went real well. They've really hit the ground hard recruiting. I think there's been a lot of energy in that. I think they've been well received on the road. I mean, this is a group of folks that have been doing this a long, long time. They have a lot of experience. They've been across the country recruiting. I know that they're really passionate and excited about carrying the Nebraska brand with them. Some of the other places they've been, they've really been fighting an uphill battle in some of that recruiting game. Here they've embraced it, and they see that they have huge opportunities with the history and tradition. So I'm excited. There are no guarantees, but I think what you'll get from him is an honest day's work, someone who's really passionate about coaching football and young people.
He's been really good with the fans. What about the student section and how integral they have been with the university and keeping them involved?
They've been really receptive. Mike and his group is really involved in social media, which with that age group is something that they embrace. Again, he's really easygoing. They were excited to see him. That's the second basketball game he's been to now. And you can imagine it. Everywhere he goes, he gets quite a following. But I know he really enjoyed it. And, in fact, we've talked about how to continue to do that in the future when we can. But at the end of the day, that's what we're doing. We're there to represent the university and the students. And I think the students are really excited.
And finally, of course, football, now we wait till spring ball, but basketball is right there. The men and women are doing fairly well. The baseball season just getting underway. Sometimes it's all football, 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 but you've got some good programs and everything seems to be pointed in the right direction.
It is. Both basketball programs are trending up, getting better every week. Gymnastics, wrestling, track, swimming. Mm-hmm. Both baseballs and softballs have enjoyed being outside here the last few days, which has been good for them. So it's an exciting time in Lincoln, and tell everybody out there to follow the Huskers and come to Lincoln and support our young people.
I know everybody wants some of your time, so thanks for giving some of it to us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy the evening.
Thanks, Doug. I appreciate all you do.
That's Sean Eichor. Caught up with him last night before he spoke at the 96th Annual Kearney Chamber of Commerce Banquet as the keynote speaker, and want to thank him for his time. It's interesting, if you had more time, there's obviously a couple questions that at a later date, maybe when you have 15 minutes to talk with the athletic director on a one-on-one, hopefully again someday on this program, there's a couple things out there that fans want to know, but I think for the most part, you're just going to get – it's not coach speak, it's AD speak, and we got a little of that. If you're concerned with the football transition and what happened at the end of last season, getting a new coach, they're moving on from that. It's kind of like Deflategate. They don't want to talk about it anymore. We're moving forward. That's over. There's no reason to rehash everything that's going on out there, although we in the media still think there's probably a couple of questions that we would like to just have answered. That's the whole thing. We think that there's some truth that are still out there, whether you're covering this Deflategate, whether you're covering coaching changes, whatever it is. Sometimes when you're not satisfied, you think there should be another answer, whether there is or not. But we appreciate the athletic director joining us for a few minutes. Coming up, Dan Hoppen will be joining us from Husker Online, talk Nebraska baseball as their season gets underway on the 13th at UNLV. The high school wrestling rankings this week, as we get close to the districts, have been updated in classes B and C. In the team rankings, there's no real major changes. Omaha Scott still number one in class B. Then it's Plattsmouth, Scottsbluff, West Point, Beamer, and Gretna, York, Grand Island Northwest, 7th, Ashland, Greenwood, Columbus, SCOTUS, and Nebraska City. Of course, SCOTUS, a very young program. And in Class C, David City and O'Neill, who finished 1-2 last year at the top of the rankings, and it's Valentine, Battle Creek, and Plainview. East Butler is 6th, followed by Central City, Wilbur, Claytonia, Centennial, and Sergeant Burwell is in 10th. As we get closer to this time, you may be wondering, well, who's some kids? I hear this a lot about basketball. Who's some teams in the area that could go to state and maybe do some damage? Well, we've talked about those. How about some of the kids that are towards the top of their weight classes from the area? In Class B, you have got from the area, as far as maybe a top one or two, we've got quite a few that are in that. They rank 6 as far as the individuals go. You've got Brian Messersmith of Cozad. He is number one at 145 pounds. At 152, Moises Garcia of Lexington is 2nd, and Austin Cooper of Grand Island Northwest 3rd. Dakota Hernandez of Lexington is the top-ranked wrestler at 160, and Ty Johnson of Grand Island Northwest is the top-ranked wrestler at 182. Bailey Dishman of Northwest is number 2 at 195, with Craig Hudeberg number 3. And those are just a handful of those. Of course, we had Coach Steve Rance on earlier this month talking about his Northwest program. As far as some of the Class C wrestlers, we saw the 106-pounders at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Eric Pacheco of Kearney Catholic, Tyler Cunningham of St. Paul, setting at 1-2. And that's where they're at right now. Some other youngsters, St. Paul has quite a few rated, but they don't make the top 10. Kind of an unusual there. They've got some, as they call them, big hitters, but maybe just not the depth. Christian Lewis at Southern Valley at 138 pounds, and Tyler Bailey of Sutton at 132 are the top-ranked wrestlers at those weight classes. Ryan Molosik of Central City, number one at 160 pounds. You've got Cade Swoboda of Ward is 2nd at 170, and those are a few of the area wrestlers that are in the top two or three of their weight classes. Tri-City Storm, look for 7 in a row tonight against a Lincoln team that's 12-17-5. The Storm, 20-10-5. They'll face it off at 7:05. And if you're looking for some good ice hockey tonight, you can walk in maybe with just a light jacket. It's only going to be cool inside because of the ice. And it is Tri-City Storm hockey tonight. You can also hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, as the Storm look for their 7th consecutive victory. Getting to Deflategate, Mark fires off to the Dent Popper inbox. He goes, I may be way off on this Patriots Deflategate thing, but is this kind of similar to when the government finally caught up with Al Capone? They could never catch him for the serious stuff, but they finally found a way to get him by tax evasion. They've never been able to catch Belichick cheating, even though they thought he had been, and this is a way that they can finally get hard proof. I think it goes away. I think it just goes away. The Super Bowl will be here. They'll make some kind of a statement on some kind of a finding after the Super Bowl is done, and that'll be the end of it. Nothing major is going to come out of this. That's my feeling, my opinion. The problem is it's that fine line, just to talk about it for just a minute here, that fine line of does it really matter? And again, I'm on that side of the game doesn't matter, and I kind of think that maybe these deflated footballs, if they were deflated for this game, they were for many others. It has nothing to do with whether it helped them win a 45-7 game. It's just the letter of the law that they're intentionally cheating, if they're doing it. And if they're, who is they? We're never going to find out. They're going to blame it on some ball boy. and he'll take the fall, and that'll be the end of his job. So we'll see how it all plays out. Coming up, we've got our Cunningham's comedy clip. We've got Dan Hoppen from Husker Online. We'll also talk a little GPAC preseason baseball and softball polls. Those are out, so stay with us. It's another exciting week of high school basketball on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tuesday on Classic Hits 98.9, St. Paul is at Centura, and on 1230 KHAS, Adams Central will host Hastings High. On Thursday, Kearney Catholic's girls take on West Point Guardian Angels on ESPN. Gibbon is at Wood River on Classic Hits 98.9, and the Centennial Conference Tournament semifinals will be on 1230 KHAS. Hear it all right here and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, February 14th, showcasing 12 schools, 6 games, beginning at 11 a.m. in the comfort of the Heartland Event Center. Your ticket is good for the entire day. See Amherst, Ravenna, St. Cecilia, BDS,
Omaha Scott, Norfolk Catholic,
Aurora, GICC,
Elkhorn, South Columbus, Scotus,
Oakfield Academy, Omaha South. Buy tickets at the Heartland Event Center box office or log on to Ticketmaster.com.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete and Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Tuesday Night Hockey on the Breeze 94.5.
The Tri-City Storm are currently on a 6-game winning streak. It is their longest streak since March of 2005. The team will look to extend the streak on Tuesday night when they take on the Lincoln Stars in Kearney. Jared Rutledge has won 3 straight games in goal for the Storm, while Nick Master has goals in 3 straight games.
Tri-City Storm Hockey on the ice and on the Breeze 94.5.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. As we mentioned, the GPAC preseason softball and baseball polls are out. And on the baseball side, Doan is a near unanimous number one, followed by Midland. Northwestern picked up a couple of first place votes. They're third. Hastings College has been picked eighth. And out of the 11 teams in softball, it is a very close race here. 4 different teams receiving first place votes. Morningside is going to edge out Concordia, Midland, and Northwestern. And then you've got Hastings setting in the number 5 slot, but they're just 4 points out of third. So it looks like it's a hotly contested softball season and the GPAC conference. Hey, a lot of places say they're a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. One of the reasons is our flame-broiled buffalo wings. They're cooked over an open flame with one of their homemade sauces seared on to give it the one-of-a-kind flavor you love. And, of course, wing night specials Monday and Tuesday nights, and you can get a different kind. You can get 2 or 3 batches of them and mix them up. That's what makes it the best when you've got family, friends, co-workers, or you're just out to watch the games. They offer home-style pizzas, quesadillas, burgers, and, of course, the kid menu as well, and the best television sports viewing with all of your favorite sports packages, not to mention ice-cold beer. And if you need rooms to accommodate large groups, they can do that with their convenient party area as well. So stop in today and enjoy some great food, beverages, maybe just to watch some sporting activities and play a game or two of Keno. It's all at the Kearney Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill in downtown Kearney. in January. We're talking baseball. The weather is conducive to it, so let's do it with Dan Hoppen of HuskerOnline.com. The Huskers getting on the practice field last week and, of course, doing some work as much as they can, but official practice began on Friday. And Dan, rarely does the start of baseball season match up with baseball-type weather, but everybody across the Midwest has to be happy right now, and Coach Erstad kind of echoed that Friday.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a very pleasant surprise to Nebraska. I mean, they've you know, you don't expect to ever spend, you know, not only the first day of practice outside, but even the first couple weeks. And right now, Nebraska, you know, is benefiting from the great weather. They've got one of the best indoor hitting facilities in the country. I mean, Nebraska is capable of practicing inside and still having, you know, very good sessions. But there's something to being outside, you know, when you're actually playing on, you know, real dirt, on actual diamond you're going to be playing on. You can obviously take fly balls a lot easier. I think, you know, there's something to playing on the actual field, taking BP out there that is, it's more beneficial. It's more game-like than being inside on a practice facility when it's, you know, 20 degrees outside. So I think this is definitely, you know, a nice little added benefit for Nebraska when they, in 3 weeks here, when they head out to UNLV. I mean, the Rebels, they don't have to worry about this. They're never practicing inside. They're always outside. So they, these, you know, kind of West Coast teams where Nebraska only has to travel at the beginning of the season, they tend to have a little bit of advantage because they've been practicing outside. Well, now that, you know, that advantage is lessened a little bit because Nebraska's been able to get out there. So, you know, it's great. Everybody loves it. Does nothing but help.
Dan Hoppen, Husker Online. He's our baseball insider for Husker Online. When he's not watching basketball, it's beautiful to cross over when things are going so well for both teams. But, Dan, just for the fans that, you know, okay, baseball season ended at the Big Ten tournament, the regional tournament for Nebraska last year, and they haven't paid a whole lot of attention. They're cracking some of the rankings. Now, let's face it, some publications rank 40 teams. Some of them rank 25. I believe the highest I've seen them rated is 23rd. Where would that be a fair spot to put Nebraska?
Yeah, you know, it is so hard to tell all these different rankings now. I think there's like, you know, six or seven different ones, so it's gotten kind of overboard and kind of crazy. But yeah, the ranking that you're referencing, where they were ranked 23rd, that was by D1Baseball.com, which is a new site that employs a couple guys, Aaron Fitt and Kendall Rogers, who are probably two of the most knowledgeable guys, you know, at least media-wise, that cover college baseball. So if they think Nebraska is going to be good, that's usually a pretty good sign. For me, I think that might be a little on the high side, just because, I mean, I think Nebraska has all kinds of talent. I think Darren Erstad and company have done an incredible job recruiting, and this is a very good roster. But you just look at the guys that they have to replace. I mean, you're replacing two weekend starters in Aaron Bomber and Christian DeLeon, both of whom were very good last year. You're replacing your best reliever, Zach Hirsch, a guy who you could basically put in at any point in the game and he could give you a two or three shutout innings. And you're replacing your three and four hitters in Michael Pritchard and Pat Kelly, respectively. So, you know, those are a lot of key pieces that Nebraska has to get figured out, and I think they will in time. But I think, you know, it might take some time for these young guys to kind of get their feet wet, to kind of figure out what's going on. So for me, that ranking seems a little bit high, but at the same time, if they were there at the end of the year, it wouldn't shock me.
Dan, let's ask the question, because as you said, pitching and some key middle of the lineup spots to replace, where do you see the immediate talent? What's going to get not fixed, but which one of those spots is going to be a little bit easier to fill? Pitching from last year's staff and new guys, or what they have coming into the lineup as everyday position players and hitters in the lineup?
Well, I think at each position you've kind of got a guy that you feel good about filling one of those spots. The other one is kind of that question mark. On the mound, you know, you lose two weekend starters, but you've got Kyle Kuba, who you can slide in there. And he was just absolutely, you know, his first 2 years on campus, kind of had a rocky year last year, but, you know, he's very confident. He thinks he's, you know, going to be able to bounce back. And if he can, then he locks down one of those weekend spots. You don't really have to worry about it. Now, that third spot, I think, that's going to be kind of a trial by fire. Darren Erstad said the other day that there's 6 to 8 guys that they're kind of looking at as far as that role in midweek starters. So, you know, Jake Hohensee, Matt Knutson, those are guys definitely keep an eye on, but that's going to be an open competition, I think, and I think there are going to be a couple different guys who get a crack at that spot. And then in the lineup, you know, Erstad has said that Ryan Bolt was one of the team's better hitters as a freshman last year, batting leadoff. He's going to slide down into that third spot. So that takes up one of those places that you got to replace. And I think, you know, Bolt is a guy who came on in the second half of last year. He's going to be just fine in that spot. He's just one of those naturals out there. The other spot, you know, you don't really – Nebraska isn't really sure at this point, I think. You know, you've got a couple seniors in Austin Darby and Blake Heavy, who are both very solid players. Neither one of them bring a whole lot of power, which is kind of something you look for at that position, but both those guys are good players. But, you know, you start looking at a guy like maybe a Ben Miller, who was very good in spots last year. Maybe he can kind of make that jump and step up in the order. You know, I'd be very surprised if first they kind of put a freshman in this spot, but a guy like a Scott Shriver is a guy who's a freshman who's made a lot. Does not look like a freshman in any way, shape, or form. So I think, you know, both pitching and hitting, yeah, you've got a lot to replace, but I think Nebraska has some guys that they really like in those spots. Now it's just a matter of throwing them out there, kind of getting them in the fire and see if they can handle it.
We're talking with Dan Hoppen of Husker Online here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As a baseball season is underway, the Huskers will open at UNLV coming up on the 13th of February. Take me through that first 3 weekends, because as I look, they're going to see A&M, Hawaii, and LSU, which will be awesome, down at Houston, Minute Maid Park, if they can have something going there. And then their home, Northern Colorado, Gulf Coast, Indiana State. They start with Michigan, but then Cal State Fullerton and Texas at the very end of March, obviously, is the highlight of the first 2 months. But as far as UNLV, BYU, Loyola, Marymount, are any of those teams one of the teams that is going to really be an RPI helper, a very good baseball team?
You know, I don't know. I'm not gonna lie, I haven't, you know, studied these teams all that closely yet, so I can't, you know, give you the ins and outs of them. I know UNLV was, you know, a pretty decent team last year. I think BYU's okay. You know, I don't think any of these teams are going to be real RPI makers or breakers at the end of the year. You know, maybe UNLV, if Nebraska wins 2 out of 3 or they're able to sweep that series, that's something you can point to at the end of the year and say, hey, you know, that was a pretty nice little series win right there. But I think really, you know, the meat of the non-conference schedule comes, like you mentioned, when they get to that Houston College Classic and you face a couple ranked teams in A&M and LSU. And then a couple weeks later, you've got Cal State Fullerton coming up for 2 games in a midweek series. And then that weekend, you've got Texas coming up for 3 games. So that's going to be a huge week for Nebraska, facing 2 ranked teams, 5 games at home. I think those are the ones that, you know, when we look back on the non-conference schedule at the end of the year, those are going to be the ones that are really influencing Nebraska's RPI and, you know, maybe their postseason standing.
Yeah, if you want to take a couple of days off, you want to plan a little baseball vacation, hopefully the weather is like today or better, and you can check it all out. Last second here with Dan Hoppen, Husker Baseball from HuskerOnline.com. Maryland and Rutgers come into the league. That means even more teams at Nebraska won't play because there's only so many weeks to play. Just the changes, what we'll see. Maryland seems to be the only Big Ten team rated ahead of Nebraska. Indiana graduated so many, they fall down. Where is Nebraska's place in the Big Ten, and especially with 2 new teams?
Well, yeah, like you mentioned, Maryland is a very good baseball team. They're definitely going to bring something to the conference right away. I mean, Rutgers is kind of a meh ad, but Maryland's pretty good. You know, I think Nebraska is in that upper echelon of the Big Ten. Like you mentioned, Indiana's kind of dominated the last couple of years, but they're going to fall down a little bit as they've got some key pieces to replace, and they're actually replacing their coach too, Tracy Smith. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with the Hoosiers. But yeah, I think Nebraska at the end of the year, you know, they're going to be fighting for anywhere between those 1 and 4 spots in the Big Ten. It just kind of depends, like I mentioned, how fast they're able to fill some of those key holes, how fast they figure out that weekend rotation. You know, if they can find a couple boppers in the middle of the order, if Kyle Kubot can return to, you know, his previous form, the sooner that they get, you know, answers to those questions, I think the sooner we know kind of where Nebraska is going to stand in the conference.
Dan, one basketball question, because on this Tuesday night, Nebraska will be on the road at Michigan. What are the odds for Big Red to steal one on the road from a team that seems to be getting better from their early struggles? Kind of like Nebraska.
Yeah, I think, but, you know, you look at Michigan, and they have been playing a little bit better lately, but I think you look at some of the teams that they've played, and they don't really have a whole lot of impressive wins on their schedule. I think a lot of people are going to point to their last game, where they were able to take Wisconsin to overtime, and obviously that's a very tough thing to do. Wisconsin's a great team, definitely the best team in the Big Ten, in my opinion. But, you know, I think this is a Michigan team just kind of playing on a lot of emotion right now. They lost their leading scorer, rebounder. I mean, a guy who leads them in all kinds of categories, and Caris LeVert. You know, that's one of those injuries where maybe you get like a little surge right after it happens, because everyone kind of rallies around it and says, hey, everybody's writing this off, but we're still here. But then, you know, the effects of that kind of start to wear in. So I think, you know, obviously it's a Big Ten road game. That's always something that's going to be very tough. And Nebraska, to be quite honest, hasn't looked very good in their few Big Ten road games so far this year. But I think with Caris LeVert out, you know, Nebraska's going to have a very good shot tomorrow night. And heck, if you want to be a team that, you know, is going to return to the NCAA tournament, these are the type of games that you just have to win, plain and simple.
Dan, a pleasure, as always, catching up with you. Hopefully we can continue to do it as the Husker basketball and baseball season rolls on. Thanks for the insight.
Yeah, no problem. It's my pleasure.
Dan Hoppett joining us here from Husker Online as baseball season right around the corner for the Huskers. As we said, UNK starts this weekend. Hastings College right around the corner as we give you a look at their rankings as well. Hey, here's a note in case you didn't catch this from yesterday's sportscast. The Royals getting ready for spring ball. First spring training is February 19th down in Surprise, Arizona, and then February 25th for the first full squad workout, pitchers and catchers on the 19th. 23 non-roster players have been invited to spring training, including Bubba Starling. The former fifth overall draft pick of the Royals grew up near Kansas City, of course, was on the Nebraska campus for a while. He was at Big Red Fan Day when he was here, signing autographs, and then signed moments later with Kansas City. He struggled in the minor leagues, but he's going to get a taste of the big league camp, and so he will be part of this coming up on the 25th and trying to show that he's still good enough to play baseball. And if he's not, what happens? And now that Mike Riley's the coach, has that severed all ties with Nebraska? Because talking with a Sean Callahan or a Steve Sipler, some of the guys that we have talked to here in the past on the show, this fall we're saying, you know, don't totally count Bubba Starling out. We've seen more of this, guys maybe being in the service, guys maybe trying another sport, coming back and taking over the quarterback reins at 22, 23, 24 years of old, like Brandon Whedon did at Oklahoma State. And would Bubba Starling still be in the mix? And I know that Steve Sippel and Sean Callahan told us that Bo Pelini and his staff still had the door wide open for him. Would that be the case for Mike Riley? Would he fit in a Mike Riley system? I think this is a far-fetched deal, but we'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. Hey, folks, let's do our Cunningham's Comedy Contest. The winner receives a pair of tickets to Thursday night's Cunningham's Comedy Show, the 7:30 edition. Now, they start seating at 6. If you want the meal, you come on in. They'll start serving at 6:30, and then the comedians will start at 7:30, and then, of course, there's another show every Thursday night at 10:30, but these tickets are for the early show. In just a moment, we're going to play an audio cut, a comedy cut. It could be from a stand-up routine. It could be, like last week, it was Ron White. It could be from a television show. It could be from a movie. Let me give you the phone number and, of course, the email address. There's a lot of ways to get entered. And all you have to do is tell us that you know something about the clip. If it's from a movie, tell us the character, the actor, the movie. If it's from a television show, same thing. Character, actor, television show that it's from. If it's a stand-up routine, tell us who's doing the stand-up routine. All you have to do is email us to the Dent Popper inbox, or you can call the Cunningham's Comedy Contest line, 608-646-0506. If you're more comfortable, you can text that line as well, 308-646-0506. We'll draw a winner after Wednesday's show, and that winner will get a pair of tickets to a comedy night. And when you do enter, give us your name, your phone number, and your guess. That way, we can contact you if you are the winner. It's totally at random. So here's your first listen to this weekend's comedy clip for the Cunninghams Comedy Contest.
I possess the DNA of Leonard Nimoy.
yeah, I guess, but look, he signed it.
Do you realize what this means? All I need is a healthy ovum, and I can grow my own Leonard Nimoy.
And there is this week's Cunninghams Comedy Contest clip. Where is that comedy clip from? Movie, TV, stand-up routine? And if you know who's saying it or what movie or show that it's from, all you have to do is give us your name, phone number, and your guess. There are three ways to do it. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, or you can text or call the Cunninghams contest line, 646-0506, 308-646-0506. We'll play it again on tomorrow's show and then draw out a winner after the show tomorrow. So good luck, and we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Holden, you haven't moved in hours.
I know. I need to exercise, but I don't have the motivation.
It's not like you have to run 10 miles or do 1,000 push-ups. All it takes is some physical activity. A short walk, a bike ride, or some disc golf.
That's it?
Just 30 minutes a day will add years to your life.
Wow. I can find that much time every day to be active. It might even be kind of fun.
For more information and helpful resources, check out ActivateBuffaloCounty.com, powered by Buffalo County Community Partners and Safe Routes to School.
Ah, nothing like that new website smell. The new 2015 model ShopWheelerDealer.com is now online for you to take for a spin. Shop local, save big. Showcase items, deals of the day, promotional code specials in the shiny new 2015 ShopWheelerDealer.com. For deals of the day and other specials, make sure you text Wheeler Dealer to 90210.
Whether it's soldering a pipe, stripping paint, crafting a masterpiece, or even caramelizing a creme brulee, let Hardware Hank and Magna supply you with their two-piece hand torch by Worthington. This is definitely a must-have in every handyman's shop.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank, Hardware Hank.
Doug and Daddy's show rolling on this Tuesday edition. Getting ready for Super Bowl 49 coming up on Sunday. Of course, coverage all week long here on ESPN Radio, and especially this weekend. Kickoff is set for 5:30 on Sunday night, and we've got a lot of great guests coming up later on this week, including Seattle Seahawks offensive line coach. He's been at a variety of places. He's been with Coach Pete Carroll since his days when they were assistants at Arkansas in the late 70s under Lou Holtz. They were together at USC. He has been in college ball for over 25 years now. working with the Seahawks, of course. He's going to be part of our show on Thursday. Of course, we'll talk a little Vegas odds and Super Bowl with Jay Rude on Friday. Tomorrow on the show, Loper wrestling coach Mark Bauer. We're also scheduled to have our makeup interview with Bill Gavers, who got called away yesterday, the Hastings College men's basketball coach. Later in the next week is what we're kind of planning on, but kind of a neat thing coming up, the Concordia women. We know how good Hastings College women are. We know the Concordia women are right there as the number three team in the country, and just one loss on the season. They've got kind of a busy week, but by the end of the weekend, if it doesn't happen tomorrow night, Bailey Morris, who is a Clay Center of there's not an alum there, but she's a Clay Center-ite and started her career at Silver Lake, went on to Sandy Creek. She is about to become the all-time leading scorer in Concordia women's basketball history and needing just 25 points. Now, they play Wednesday. If it doesn't happen there, they're going out to a Concordia tournament. As if you're in the sports world, if you're just a general sports fan, you may not know it, but if you ever look online or, you know, you pick up maybe the Sunday paper and you're checking all the scores that are out there, you know that there are Concordia colleges all over the country, and some of those are coming together in Michigan this weekend for a tournament, so she'll definitely get it there, and we'll talk with her early next week about her career there. Outstanding basketball player, and it's great because there's a lot of athletes like that out there, and we want to catch up with as many of them as we can from time to time, and we're getting ready for National 11-10 Signing Day next Wednesday, where a whole new crop of high school seniors will be giving us their college choices if they haven't already. And again, if you missed it at the top of the program, Deshaun Neal has recommitted to Nebraska, the defensive end who was wavering after the coaching switch, not the coaching hire, but when the coaching switch was made out of Omaha Central. The 6'7", 245-pound defensive end says no to Oklahoma, not going to go to Michigan or Oregon or UCLA. He's going to stay at Nebraska, and the Huskers need a few more of those. Folks, hopefully Deshaun will be like no other, just like your TNL pivot system. The 2015 irrigation season is right around the corner. Find out why so many growers are moving to TNL hydrostatically powered pivot irrigation systems. TNL's superior reliability, low maintenance, safety, and the simplicity of their hydraulic design are just a few of the reasons why TNL is like no other. Visit your local TNL dealer today or go online to TLIRR.com to find out more about TNL irrigation systems like no other. I think we've covered about all that we needed to cover for today, so we'll get you out of here for the noon hour. Don't forget to get signed in or called in or emailed in for our Cunningham's Comedy Clip. We'll play it again for you tomorrow on the show. We'll also catch up with Mark Bauer, the UNK wrestling coach. He just picked up his 200th dual win. Their home season is done, but they will be facing some nationally ranked competition over the next couple of weeks, including 10th-ranked Lindenwood on Friday. We'll catch up with Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gavers. We've got more recruiting talk tomorrow. And we want to thank our guests on today's show, Dan Hoppen of Husker Online, talking everything that is Nebraska baseball. And again, we want to thank Nebraska Athletic Director Sean Eichhorst for joining us today. He gave us a few minutes at last night's Kearney Chamber of Commerce banquet before making the keynote speech. So enjoy your Tuesday. Don't forget, plenty of high school basketball, Tri-City Storm at home, and man, I know if you're inside like I am, just take a couple minutes to get out. Go enjoy some lunch and enjoy this beautiful day. You can always work another day. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.